AP Radio News. I'm Jackie Quinn. In a very crowded field of 25 would-be Democratic presidential candidates, 10 are debating tonight in a televised event. AP Washington Bureau Chief Julie Pace reports it'll be difficult for anyone to break new ground tonight.
Most candidates that we've talked to really want to emerge from the debate unscathed and don't expect that it will result in any huge bounce for them. The most important thing is to not do something that's damaging.
Massachusetts Senator Elizabeth Warren is the top polling Democrat in tonight's debate. Tomorrow night has Joe Biden and Bernie Sanders. President Trump is traveling to Japan for the G20 summit. He'll be meeting with world leaders on a variety of topics, including Iran and trade tensions. Before leaving, he said he was confident the House will join the Senate in approving a multi-billion dollar package to help migrants being held at the U.S. border.
It's very far along, and I believe the House is going to also be getting together with the Senate. Hopefully they can get something done.
Wisconsin Republican Senator Ron Johnson today choked up as he discussed the photo of a father and young daughter who drowned trying to cross the Rio Grande into Texas.
I hope that picture alone will catalyze this Congress, this Senate, this committee to do something.
In California, a former gynecologist at the University of Southern California, 72-year-old Dr. George Tyndall, was charged with sexually assaulting 16 patients.
The sexual assault allegations involve young women who went to a campus health center for annual exams and other treatment.
And Tyndall was rushed to a hospital, complaining of chest pains after his arrest. Two German tourists have been killed by an alleged drunk driver near Portland, Oregon. He ran them over while the couple was sunbathing at a river. This is AP Radio News. Some lawmakers are expressing concerns former special counsel Robert Mueller will be blocked from testifying next month on Capitol Hill.
With special counsel Robert Mueller scheduled to appear before two House committees next month, some Democrats worry the White House or Justice Department will try to block Mueller's testimony. House Intelligence Committee Chairman Adam Schiff says there's every indication that President Trump will continue interfering in any way he can. But House Judiciary Committee Chairman Gerald Nadler is sounding confident.
I suspect that whatever the White House says they're not going to make us, Mueller will not make us try to enforce a subpoena in court.
Testimony from Mueller is scheduled for July 17th. Mike Gracia, Washington.
Authorities say an American Airlines jet that was flying from North Carolina to Kentucky had to make an emergency landing today in Tennessee. Crew members reported smoke in the cockpit. The airline says it was a mechanical issue. I'm Jackie Quinn, AP Radio News.
Hey, let's talk about something a lot of us deal with, thinning hair or hair loss. If that sounds familiar, CAPS has solutions. Their hair restoration treatments are personalized, designed to strengthen your existing hair, encourage regrowth, and improve scalp health. The providers at CAPS guide you every step of the way with advanced treatments for noticeable, long-lasting results. And when you book your first hair restoration appointment, you'll get a $50 CAPS MedSpa gift card. Book today at experiencecaps.com. CAPS, where confidence begins.